Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're punching up the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending January 27th, 2018. Some songs crawl up the chart, while others fly. This week, we meet one of the latter. Let's open in fifth place where G-Eazy holds with No Limit, featuring A$AP Rocky and Cardi B. Cardi has made chart history. Details are coming up.
If I hit it one time, I'm a piper. If I hit it two times, then I like her. If I three times, I'm a wifer. It ain't safe for the black or the white girls. It ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe. Tell your man, pipe up, pipe up.
G-Eazy spends another week in fifth place with No Limits, featuring A$AP Rocky and Cardi B. Cardi just moved past Beyonce to become the first woman to place five songs simultaneously in the Billboard Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs chart. The only other artists to have done this are her fellow rappers Drake and Kendrick Lamar. Congrats, Cardi B. Post Malone and 21 Savage take another step back this week as Rockstar sinks to fourth place. Post made the grade on a Forbes magazine list. Stand by.
I've been popping, popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. Brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rasta. When we call up on no and show up, man, them the shotas. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go gratatata.
Post Malone and 21 Savage slip a slot to fourth place with their former champ Rockstar. Post Star burns so brightly that he made it into Forbes magazine's list of future moguls hip-hop class of 2018. He dropped two of the five most popular hip-hop songs of 2017. Congratulations. And the track you just heard, Rockstar. Replacing Post in third place is the red-hot duo of Bruno Mars and Cardi B with their remix of Finesse. What's new with Bruno? Hang on for more. Bruno Mars and Cardi B soar from 35th to 3rd place with their remix of Finesse. This marks Bruno's 14th trip to the top 5 in the past 8 years. Bruno currently rules the Billboard Hot Tours list as his 24K Magic World Tour zooms past $200 million in earnings. Camila Cabello and Young Thug remain frustratingly close to the prize with Havana, but Ms. Cabello just hit the bullseye in another chart. Stay with me.
Havana, na na.
Hey.
Half of my heart is in Havana, na na.
Hey.
He took me back to East Atlanta, na na na. Half of my heart is in Havana.
Hey.
There's something about his manners.
Uh-huh.
Havana, na na. He didn't walk up with that.
Camila Cabello and Young Thug hang on to the runner-up slot with Havana, but over on the Billboard Pop Albums list, it's another story. Camila opens at number one with her self-titled debut solo album. She's the first woman to start at number one with a debut full-length album in 3 years. Meghan Trainor last did it in January 2015 with Tidal. Perfect is the title of our number one song as Ed Sheeran retains the Hot 100 championship for a sixth week. Ed says he knows precisely when he wants to retire from music. Stay with me.
Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to our favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it, darling, you.
Sheeran tallies a sixth week atop the Hot 100 with Perfect. On Saturday, Ed announced his engagement to his longtime girlfriend, Cherry Seaborn. He tells the Daily Star that he intends to retire from music as soon as he becomes a father. Well, Ed, I'm sure your fans are rooting for you, but give us a few more hits, okay? And thank you for joining me today. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.